If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
When we use God's gifts to do His work here and now, He's going to reward us with greater work in the kingdom to come, and that according to the gifts and abilities that Christ has given to us. But hard work will not get you to heaven.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald, and my friend, hard work and perseverance. That is what we Americans ascribe most of our success to. We honor those who perform in this manner and have a ton of disdain for those who are lazy. We are so much that way, it really doesn't matter to us if someone is wealthy or somehow gained his or her wealth through something other than hard work, like the lottery. What we ultimately honor, though, is their hard work. It's not that we begrudge the lottery winner or even the inheritor. It's just that we expect them to then work hard at other things. We certainly hate those that steal and kill for their success. But if someone works hard and perseveres and yet is poor, we still honor them. I can't tell you how many times I've heard something like, "My family was poor, but my parents worked hard to keep their family fed, clothed, and with a roof over their head." We honor that. Other societies have been built on the power and privilege of a few, a moneyed few, or a powerful few who then took all the resources, all the money, but not America. So when it comes to God and His kingdom, we have often confused these American values for God's criteria. In other words, work hard, persevere, and somehow you will get to heaven. That's a confusion, my friend. My friend, we're going to talk about hard work in heaven today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Zach Williams as he reminds us of what kind of king Jesus is. He's a chain breaker.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. Feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, He's a chain breaker. If believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify.
In the Gospel of Luke in the Bible, chapter 19, Dr. Luke shares how Jesus, while he was on his way to Jerusalem to be crucified, told this parable after eating with the infamous tax collector Zacchaeus. He says, "While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, 'A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. And so he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, "We don't want this man to be our king." He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it." Let me break in here and tell you that one gained 10 more minas and another servant 5 more, to which the king replied, "Well done." And then he gave them charge over 10 and 5 cities, respectively. But then the parable notes that one servant recounted, "Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." Jesus goes on to say, his master replied, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that I could earn interest?" Then he said to those standing by, "Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas." Then the parable, Jesus says this principle: to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. And then he continues, "But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." Well, first of all, I hope you get that in this parable, Jesus himself is this king who, after being killed by his enemies, which was a pretty strong declaration to God that they didn't want him as king, rose from the dead and ascended, in other words, went to that faraway country, heaven, to be crowned. He left servants here, that is, the church, those who believed in him, to which he gave gifts. And one day, he is going to return and reward his faithful, hardworking servants, the church. And that is the first point we need to see here. These servants were his servants. servants of his kingdom, not because of their work. Before they were given the rewards, before they were given even the gifts, they were his servants. In other words, their hard work, at least here, and consistent with all of Scripture, was not the criteria for their salvation. They weren't part of the church because of their work. They weren't his servants because of their work. You know what it says in Scripture? For by grace, unmerited favor, unearned from work, are you saved. But their hard work did result in reward, which was more hard work. When we use God's gifts to do his work here and now, he is going to reward us with greater work in the kingdom to come. That is in heaven. Did you know that? We're going to work on heaven and on earth in the kingdom to come. And that, according to the gifts and abilities that Christ has given us. And why do we then work? Well, that's the second point. The third servant, the wicked servant, actually shows us. He did not love the king. He hated the king and acted accordingly. The graciousness of the king was ignored by him, and he told lies about the king. He was wicked. The others acknowledged the grace and love of the king. They worked hard. Why? Out of love. I believe we can surmise that from what was said about the wicked servant. And as the poor, sinful woman, if you remember, who gave her most precious perfume to Jesus, they loved much, so received much in return. This is why you and I, as servants of Christ, should work hard at everything we do. Everything. If you love Christ, you do everything as unto his glory. We don't worry whether this one or that one will get more, and we are not working to get into heaven. But there is that end sentence also. Those who do not love the king, King Jesus, the Messiah, even ones, I believe, who call themselves his servants but do not love him and show it by their actions, have only one thing ahead of them, eternal punishment, death. My friend, you can't work hard to get into heaven. You must give your heart to love Christ the King. Then out of love, you will work very hard the rest of your life for him. So if you've been counting on your good works, stop. Instead, pray this. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry that I've been trying to get into heaven on my own, with my own works. I need you to forgive me of my sin. I love you because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you call me or write me? You can call me at 877-306-HOME or write me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's online. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.